the biggest fear is that resistance will spread across Southeast Asia and then spill over into Africa, where the vast majority of the 700,000 deaths a year occur. And historically, we've seen when resistance to chloroquine spread, there was then an increase in mortality due to malaria. So this is a very, very urgent situation.
Tim Anderson of the Texas Biomedical Research Institute spoke to us via Skype. He was part of the team that found evidence of growing resistance to artemisinin therapy for malaria in the border regions of Thailand and Burma, which they fear can spread westward across Southeast Asia and into Africa. The researchers are calling for immediate steps to control the spread of the resistant malaria parasite. The number of malaria deaths dropped in the last few years because of the artemisinin combination treatment. And Anderson predicts that mortality figures will rebound if the drug loses its efficacy.
We are seeing that the drug kills parasites 100-fold less well than it used to. That doesn't mean that that parasites are not killed. So we can still cure patients, but the concern is the actual the number of patients who are not cured will rise. Currently, we estimate, or one study demonstrates or suggests that about 30% of patients are still not cured by treatment with artemisinin.
I have to say I'm not actually all that surprised. Every time we've developed a new drug, the parasites figured out a way around it.
Dr. David Caslow is the director of the PATH Malaria Vaccine Initiative, an international non-profit organization committed to developing a malaria vaccine.
The good news is that the first ever malaria vaccine is on the horizon.
The malaria vaccine could be available by 2015, Caslow says, but it will be just one more weapon against malaria, and the problem of resistance to artemisinin is real.
It's a piece of a larger control and hopefully someday elimination and eradication program. We have a variety of tools to use, bed nets, indoor residual spraying, preventive therapy.
Experts say drug-resistant strains of malaria will likely continue to emerge. The solution, they believe, is to support the development of new drugs and new therapies to fight the disease. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.